We begin with some interesting signals coming from the leadership of the Catholic Church. Pope Francis has told a group of pilgrims at the Vatican that women play a primary fundamental role in the Bible and the Catholic Church. Quote, "The disciples had a harder time believing, but not the women," Pope Francis said, referring to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. "Women in the church have had and have a special role in opening the doors to the Lord." What does this mean? We'll add to that this statement from Cardinal Timothy Dolan, Archbishop of New York, who was on ABC's This Week.
We got to do better to see that our defense of marriage is not reduced to an attack on gay people. And I admit we haven't been too good at that. We try our darndest to make sure we're not an anti-anybody. We're in the defense of what God has taught us about marriage, that it's one man, one woman forever to bring about new life.
To find out what's going on here and what these signals mean, we're joined by Charlie Sennett, executive editor of Global Post, longtime reporter on the Catholic Church. Charlie, what do you see in these signals? And welcome back to the show.
Thanks, John. You know, I see a very symbolic shift, and I think it's an important one. I think that I really do think that Pope Francis has shown right from day one that he wants to recognize that the church needs a lot of healing, that a lot of people have been alienated by Pope Benedict and by the history of John Paul II, a very traditionalist, very fundamentalist approach to the faith, and that there's going to be a thawing of that. That said, I don't think there's going to be any historic shift in the next year or years that we can really tangibly say has changed the way the Catholic Church views women or views homosexuality or confronts a lot of the big social issues of the day. I think some of the bigger shifts are going to be the shift to the South, to the penchant for the poor, and the role that women religious play in the global church and providing those services to the poor, which is really the heart of what Francis cares about. I think that's a big shift.
And, you know, we should note that Pope Francis did outline the limits in his statement about women. It was certainly not a confrontational statement, but he did suggest that the ordination of women was not something that he was prepared to endorse or that the church was prepared to endorse. But it does seem as though there's a broad strategy here of burying the hatchet on so many of these confrontational issues by embracing this mission to deliver services to the poor. It's a big change.
I think it could be. I mean, I think women have always played a big role in the church. It's always had, great leadership from the nuns who work on behalf of the poor, who teach in schools, who run hospitals, they run universities. Their leadership roles have always been there. They've just been overshadowed by a very conservative social agenda coming from the church. So I think, again, it's this matter of perception. I hope I'm not being too repetitive, but I think the perception is to elevate and appreciate the valuable role women have made in the church from the very earliest days as witnesses to the resurrection and believers in the resurrection, all the way to today, where you have anyone who went to Catholic school, anyone who grew up with nuns knows the power and force of these women and the great good they do around the world. I think we will see a greater attention to that. And I think it will be a very welcome change from after all of the tension and real divisiveness that came with Pope Benedict's real, I think you could call it campaign. I mean, some even called it an inquisition against the more liberal nuns from the leadership from the Leadership Conference of Women Religious, as it's called. You remember that big clash?
Sure.
A year ago, and that clash really drove a line through the church. At Global Post, we wrote a series on that called The New Inquisition. This was before Benedict resigned. I think now that investigation of those nuns, remember, they were really brought up on charges of being against the teaching of the church, very serious charges. One of the big steps we'll look for from Francis is for that case to be dropped. That will be a real sign, I think, substantive sign of the beginning of this real change as opposed to the very important words that indicate a change of style or of culture.
Speaking as a longtime reporter on the Catholic Church, and I suspect from experience, when you talked about the Catholic school there a moment ago, I could feel your knuckles smarting there, Charlie.
I did have nuns in my life. You know, I've had the wonderful experience of being growing up in a family that is very strongly Catholic. We had a wonderful uncle who was a great priest. We always saw the good side of the church growing up, but I think as a reporter, I've been on this for 20 years, really on the front line of investigating the church and really doing journalism that calls out its faults. I think it's important work, but always hard to balance those two as a person, you know. And I think the idea is to be fair to the church, but I think the church needs a lot of hard questioning right now. I think we need to keep doing the reporting on it, and there are so many great reporters, Boston Globe, Jason Berry, who writes for us and writes a lot of great books, a lot of great reporting being done on the church. It needs to stay there. We need to keep on it.
Charlie Sennett, executive editor of Global Post, longtime reporter on the Catholic Church. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
Charlie Sennett, executive editor of Global Post and longtime reporter on the Catholic Church.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.